Unit 9. An economist is interviewed on the subject of inflation.
As an economist, what would you say that the effects of automation will be in the future?
My concern, which is the antithesis maybe of where an economist should be, is regarding what is it doing to people? What is it doing to society? When a man gets up at 6 o'clock in the morning and goes and plays with the machine all day, what kind of satisfaction is he getting from that? And that's, so I'm sort of a rebel in the...
I see. What do you foresee happening?
I foresee a need for us to continue to place emphasis on the qualitative life and for man to continue to seek other sources of satisfaction. There used to be a great deal of job satisfaction for the farmer, for the butcher, for any... It was an occupation that you did because you intrinsically got some value from it, but you also got a paycheck. And I personally cannot identify with being a data processor and getting some real internal satisfaction from that.
You see it leading to more alienation.
Yes, I see. I sort of envision a mass transit of people just moving and doing things with less and less of a dependency upon the mind. However, it takes minds to program the computers, so I am speaking almost schizophrenically about my concerns, because behind the computers are men that are creating this program and feeding it into the computer. The machine is not doing it in absence of human skills.
But they are removed from the people who receive
right.
the skill.
So the economy will prosper, and I'm concerned about the well-being of man in this prosperity. Perhaps we're looking at the ability to do things more rapidly with a higher production rate, and therefore we'll be looking maybe towards a shorter work week, but also I don't see that really happening, because if you can produce things more rapidly each day, then why shut down for 2 days? Just keep producing. But if we could work so that man is having 3 days on and 4 days off, perhaps there would be some merit to that.
Will this lead to a glut of goods?
Well, there's always the supply and demand. If there's a glut, then they're not going to be able to charge as much for those items, so perhaps they will have to store their items in silos and pay farmers. You know how they used to pay the farmers not to plant their fields, and perhaps computers will be paid not to run on certain days.
Kind of a negative. What positive effects do you see?
Well, possibly we would have additional leisure time. And with that leisure time would come the ability for man to be able to step back from this interaction with this machine and be able to focus on the qualitative aspects of human relationships rather than his relationship 8 to 5 with this machine. I would hope that perhaps there could be renewal of the family unit, but I see that as we've increased our ability to produce in this country, the family unit has become destroyed. I don't see it necessarily as a cause and effect relationship, but these two things have evolved, that the better we've become at business, the worse we've become at raising families.